You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
IFA, where consumer tech meets innovation. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us. Our 17th year broadcasting from this awesome show, IFA Rich in Tech History. We are very proud and delighted to be here once again. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by the Jabra Elite range of true wireless headphones. Best for music and calls, visit jabra.com. And by Leandrino. Join the Leandrino standard for brand-specific currencies at leandrino.com. Our next guest has a company that specializes and sells digital customizable backpacks. Ah, now that I've got your attention, check this out. The CEO of Pix, P-I-X, is Margaret Rimmick. Margaret, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And when Chris and others on our team saw your digital customizable backpack, they said, we got to show everybody this because it's kind of cool. Tell me first a little bit about the company Pix, and then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. So we come up with this idea that people are actually, they're expressing themselves always with a clothes or tattoos and so on, but they don't have the universal tool to express themselves in like a couple of seconds. Mm. So that's why we basically created the new category of products. The new product, which is a backpack with a screen inside, and it is fully programmable. So you can change your looks, you can create something in a couple of seconds with the help of the app.
And of course, now for those listening on the radio have not yet perhaps obtained our website where you're going to see the video with Margaret and this backpack. Just know at your convenience, it'll be up there whenever you get there, intotomorrow.com, and check this out. For example, you have got my attention because you programmed it to scroll into tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's right away, of course, we paid attention to that. And it does other things, so you can write words, you can apparently put designs.
Absolutely. So basically, you have a big library of art inside the app that you can choose from and you can upload to the backpack. But a part of that, you can also create your own designs, like I will do right now. So I have created the logo and I want to upload it to the backpack right away. And here it is.
Oh, look at that. It's our logo for Into Tomorrow right there. And she literally did it within seconds. And that's pretty impressive as well. And I'm seeing other images that you were showing us before we went on the air with various colors. And what is the screen actually? Is this a series of LEDs that are doing its thing or what?
It is a series of LEDs. It is pixelized, so it has a resolution of 16 to 20 pixels, and you can basically create the pixelized content, animations, images as well.
So now we're looking at an apple that is being eaten.
That's correct. And you can do many more. Let me do the American flag.
Oh, yes,
please. It is
please.
Very beautiful, one of my favorites.
All right, so it's coming up. Oh, look at and it's waving in the wind.
Thank you
very much. Up, salute. There you go. From America, I'm glad it's one of your favorites because it's ours.
Absolutely, yeah.
but that's impressive.
We also have a short, smart programs called widgets. Also, one of the main things is that if you don't want to put the image on the backpack, you can turn it off and it will look like a usual backpack.
Okay.
So nothing will show that there is a screen inside.
Yeah, so if you put your backpack down where everyone else has their backpack,
like
there you go. We take a peek and it's just a nice solid background and
Nothing
unusual about it so that somebody won't take it, hopefully.
Yeah, so I want to show you the widgets, which is like a short smart program. So let's say we have, for example, the cycling widget, and you can use it when you're cycling and show the turns and the stops.
Oh,
so
my
basically
gosh.
It also allow you to stay safe on the road.
Yes, she has stop flashing. Imagine being on a bicycle or a motorcycle or something, or I'm about to turn left or right. Now that's very impressive, and safety is now a feature
as well. It's like
an additional
feature, correct. I also want to show you the message feature. So you basically, we are at IFA Berlin, let's do this.
Okay.
So I want to send the message of IFA Berlin right to my backpack, and I can do it easily with this short program.
And there it is. Now the back of the backpack says IFA Berlin.
Yeah.
And
correct.
Just like it could probably say, and you can change the colors too, no doubt.
Yeah.
So it could
yeah.
be like a red on the air or something. So you can do things, whatever customizable thing you'd like to do as a personal message to anyone who's seeing the backside of your backpack. I would imagine, including but not limited to some rude things if somebody has upset you. Yeah.
It's very up to you what to show here, of course.
Yes, you don't control that. It's whatever someone who has it wants to do that's up to them.
That's true.
Because I saw smiley faces and things of that nature, so apparently you can just put various emoticons even or what have you. Huh?
Yeah, that's how it works. But yeah, also one of the coolest thing that our customers like a lot is the game thing. You can actually play the game literally on your backpack, which is not something you can do with a regular one.
No, so she's using the app, so it's your phone that you're going to carry with you, and there's a little video game being played, and she's controlling it from the app and having these cursors, if you will, move up and down and back and forth. What game is this called? Like Tetris? That is Tetris.
It is
okay.
Similar mechanics.
It's a similar Tetris. Yeah, we don't want them to violate any copyrights. But it's a similar kind of game. So when you're bored, you're waiting for your next class or something, you can even play a game and have some fun with it. Is this available now?
It is available. It is on sale on our website. Correct?
So available at pix.style,
yeah.
not.com. And you mentioned Amazon. And how much does it cost?
It costs $260.
$260.
Yeah.
So you better have your parents paying for school. I mean, it's not your typical inexpensive backpack, but look what it does. I mean, it's very cool. And can we do a quick look on the inside to see how big it is?
Absolutely.
There's room for your books or your business materials and so forth. Before we run out of time.
Yeah, we worked a lot to make it a good urban backpack. It is lightweight. It's under 2 pounds. And then it has the flexible screen, so you can really use it every day. It is water repellent, so it stays perfectly under the heavy rains. Of course, you don't want to throw it into the pool.
No, of course not.
But then inside...
if you take it to the beach, be careful. It's a screen, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Plenty of room for all your stuff and a battery, of course.
The battery. The compartment for papers, pens, key leash, wires, bottle strap, and on the back of it, you also have a security compartment, which holds the 15-inch laptop and also the valuables like money, cards, and things.
And of course, hopefully, with money in it and a laptop in it, it's on your back and it's secure, or it's somewhere where you can keep an eye on it. And that gets a lot of attention. I can certainly see that. Margaret, you're a delight to chat with. You have a unique, fun product, and
thank
we love seeing those, and we love sharing them with our audience.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak.
Terrific. Our pleasure as well. Margaret Rimmick, CEO of Pix. You want to visit pix.style, pix.style, not.com. And we'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Speaking of visiting us, don't go away. There's lots more from IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network with all sorts of goodies to share with you. We'll